My Lady Anne Boleyn by Heather Caldwell. Copyright Burlington Books 2013. All rights reserved. Chapter 1. In the Tower. It is late. Outside, I can hear the bells of St. Paul's Cathedral. The old day is ending, and a new day is beginning. For my mistress, Anne Boleyn, this day will be her last. This time tomorrow, she'll be dead. Tonight, no one in the Tower of London is sleeping. Anne is sitting at her desk writing. Her long white fingers are flying across the paper like a ghost. She's writing a letter to the king, her husband. The ladies in waiting sit and watch. They are here to help Anne, but they are really spies. Anne doesn't talk to them, and neither do I. Who am I? I'm Meg, a servant girl, and Anne's only friend. Anne stops writing a moment, and I go to her. My lady, do you want some wine or cake? Or do you prefer to rest now? Anne looks at me with her cold eyes, and then she smiles. Meg, after tomorrow, I will rest forever, my lady says. Suddenly, she pulls me close and whispers, Meg, take this. She puts something in my skirt and continues writing her letter. I look at Anne and remember the day I first met her, when I was 13 and she was 12. It was my first time in Hever Castle, the home of Sir Thomas Boleyn and his family. I went there to be a servant to Anne, his youngest daughter. I was very nervous because Hever Castle was very elegant. The housekeeper said to me, Meg, you will be maid to Mistress Anne. You must work very hard. Anne is a severe mistress. She's not a gentle girl like her older sister, Mary. Suddenly, I heard voices. Mary, look at my red skirt. It's ruined. It isn't ruined, Anne. It's dirty, that's all, Mary replied. The housekeeper looked at me and said, Come, girl, let's go and meet your new mistress. We went into a small room. Inside, there were two girls. They didn't look like sisters, but one was Mary Boleyn, a pretty blonde, and the other was Anne Boleyn, small and thin with straight black hair, a long nose and big black eyes. Anne, said the housekeeper, this is your new servant, Meg. I smiled timidly. Anne looked at me coldly, and then she threw a red skirt into my hands. Don't stand there, girl. Repair this skirt immediately. I took the skirt and left the room, shocked by my new mistress's behaviour. But it didn't take me long to understand her. Anne was very clever. She could read and write in English, Latin and French. She was good at cards and chess, and she could also sing beautifully and play the lute. But she wasn't very pleasant. She knew that she was intelligent, and she never let anyone win an argument. People admired her intelligence, but they were afraid of her. Sir Thomas Boleyn was very proud of Anne, and some time later, he decided to send her to Brussels to be lady-in-waiting to the Austrian Archduchess Margaret. I was going to go with her. Anne was very excited, but I was frightened. In Brussels, Anne was the youngest lady-in-waiting, and she was very popular with the Archduchess and the other ladies. She was the best card player in the court. Soon she was speaking French like a Frenchwoman. One day, Sir Thomas came to visit. He was happy to see Anne's success and took her to the royal wedding of Mary Tudor and King Louis XII of France. At the wedding, Anne saw King Henry VIII of England for the first time. The king was there because the bride was his sister. I was standing next to Anne when she saw him. The king was tall and handsome. He looked like a young god in his suit of gold, and Anne couldn't take her eyes off him. After the wedding, Anne stayed in France to work for Mary Tudor. Then, 3 months after the wedding, King Louis died suddenly, and Mary Tudor returned to England. Anne stayed in France and became lady-in-waiting to Queen Claude, the new Queen of France. We were in France for 7 more years. During that time, the thin child became an impressive young woman. Anne wasn't beautiful, but she knew how to make herself attractive.